Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell. With me, like always,
Pitbull fan Alex Baker.
And then welcome back,
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you gentlemen today?
Doing good.
Doing good. Taking off my hat.
I'm sorry, Alex. I'm blanked for a second. I was like, "What are you talking about?"
It's like you forgot about what we just talked about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. Like, I was at the O's game last night. I didn't get home till late. Once Granderson hit that home run, though, I was like, "All right, I'm done." Like, I was like, "We got no hit till the eighth inning and got three straight hits, and that's what got us a run." And then Mancini. It was disastrous after that. So I was like, yeah, we're not scoring in the ninth. You know, I will stay if it is 1-1 going into the bottom of the ninth. But if it's not 1-1 going into the bottom of the ninth, I'm leaving. And Grant, two outs, Granderson hit the home run. I was like, all right, time to go. Let's hit this light rail. Got to work in the morning.
Lose that game. I have no
2-1.
Idea. They lost that game 2-1.
To be fair, all right. So you know did you know what happened
Blue
Monday
Jays
night?
Are hot.
Monday night was 7-1. Right, but it was 2-1 going into the ninth inning, and then they gave up. They ended up with the bases loaded, walked the third run in, and then gave up a grand slam. So it was like it was 2-1 going into that. Dylan Bundy pitched amazing, and that's one thing I want to talk about is how good Cashner and Dylan Bundy have been and how terrible their records are to show for it because of, you know, guys like Chris Davis batting in the five hole, but he's batting 086 or whatever it is. That dude's a bum. I booed him and people gave me an evil eye. I was like, dude, he strikes out for $20,000 every time. And he doesn't even make it look like he's trying. But I digress. We'll get into that in a little bit. First up, today, because we were on spring break last week, is Alex gets to sit here and brag about Villanova winning the national championship and winning the March Madness.
Well, none of our brackets were very good.
None of our brackets were very good.
It's like the what's the worst division in football? I forget.
It's not the AFC South anymore. I'll tell you that.
I'd say the
AFC North, of course.
Okay, we're the
I can't agree with that though because the Steelers. No, I can't agree with that.
I agree. Our brackets are like the AFC North. So it's like I won the AFC North.
Fine, then the Steelers are first, and then you're the Ravens, you're the Bengals, yeah, so. And I'll be the Browns.
I'm happy that I won, but it's
wait
not
a
like
minute,
I did a lot
the Browns better. Are second place team at the very worst in the AFC North this upcoming year.
If they draft well, they should be the second best team in the AFC North. If they do the draft correctly, they have no excuse not to
trust
be the second best team.
Trust the process.
In the AFC North.
Trust the process.
Yes.
The 20-something year process. So, yeah, Villanova beats Michigan in the national championship
game.
You're
kind of a lot of years off by saying
20. Were you enjoying – did you enjoy the national championship game?
I mean, it's all right.
It was over pretty quickly. Villanova was just killing it from three.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh. The only team that really gave Villanova somewhat of a run for their money was West Virginia, and then they even pulled away from us, you know, in that second half.
Yeah, they barely did it. I mean, Villanova beat every team by double digits.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, I don't want to – I think they still would have won that game, but they were not doing us any favors with the foul calls, which is what happens. And, I mean, we talked about that on this show a couple weeks ago. I mean, that is what happens is, unfortunately,
yeah,
West Virginia, their success is solely based on do they have the refs that call the ticky-tack fouls 50, 60 feet away from the basket, or do they call, you know, in a little bit more loose. But, yeah, March Madness was good. It's weird. It always – you just get down to the point where it's like I wasn't – like, if it would have been – Villanova and your girl Sister Jean, who I got a million text messages about from you. even though that probably would have been a blowout, I probably would have been more interested in it, but yeah. I just wasn't interested in Villanova and Michigan.
Sister Jean threw out the first pitch yesterday at the Cubs game.
Did she? Mm-hmm. Did she tear a rotator cuff?
No. Mm-mm. She did not. Cubs lost, though. Unfortunately, that's the one time I wanted
Pirates
the Cubs
are 8-2.
That's the one time I wanted the Cubs to win.
You wanted them to win for Sister
Just
Jean?
Just for Sister Jean.
Just for Sister
Jean. That's the one time I wanted them to win, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Where's our pens? I'm so tired of pens disappearing in the studio.
We have a pen holder. There's not a pen in it. There's one Sharpie.
Whoa. Almost knocked my coffee over. See how angry I am? All right. Let's get into the subject of basketball.
Basketball.
Tonight, Wednesday, April 11th. So that's the first show you're listening to. Is the last night of the season. And we have a bit of excitement.
Yes, we do.
Most notably, you have the play-in game for the West. I believe it's in Minnesota, right?
Correct.
Denver versus Minnesota. Winner gets the 8 seed and gets to go play. It's Houston, right? Houston's at number one.
If Denver wins, they're going to be the 7 seed.
Oh, really?
Because New Orleans and San Antonio play each other tonight as well, and they both New Orleans, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City all have the same record at 5-6-7. The loser of that will drop to 8th because Denver has the tiebreaker over both of them.
Okay, so if Denver wins, they'll go to 7.
Denver will go to 7. If Minnesota wins, depending on who loses the Pelicans and Spurs game, they could be 7 or 8. Or okay. Even if the Thunder somehow lose to Memphis tonight, they could even be Denver or Minnesota could be 6.
Isn't it crazy that like 5 years ago you wouldn't have said somehow lose to Memphis? Like Memphis was like considered right. Like an up-and-comer where they had, you know, the Grit second Gasol to be decent and then
Zach Randolph.
Mike Conley, Ohio Zach State Randolph. Buckeye.
I like Mike Conley. I don't like the school he went to, but some would say he was the talented Aaron Kraft. Sorry. All right.
My Buckeyes.
So you think the Nuggets? You think the
I'm gonna take Minnesota tonight.
You're gonna take Minnesota tonight. That too big to fail.
Yep. I think Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns is gonna have a big game.
You'll go
tonight.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Denver, guys. I'm gonna say Denver. One, because I feel like it's unfair to our fan base to all have us pick the same team in this scenario. And two is because I think it's only fitting that Minnesota went out and built this team up, you know. Well, that
remember, Denver's defensive efficiency, they're horrible. They don't play defense.
Don't matter.
They're 28th in defensive efficiency in the NBA.
Dude, the NBA doesn't care about defense, though, Sebastian. Like, this is what – I don't understand why, like
– Well, it's going to be a factor.
Is it?
Denver's going to have to score 110 points tonight to win.
And they will. And we're going to Oakland. We're going to Ohio. Or whatever, you know. You remember Howard Dean?
Howard Dean, yeah.
We're going to New Hampshire.
Do the Dave Chappelle parody on that.
I'm choosing Denver. I don't care. Tom Thibodeau is like the only coach that's known for his defense, and then it still doesn't matter in the regular season. It just doesn't. The NBA doesn't care. I really have struggled. I've turned on a few Wizards games this year. And have just been, well, one, they suck. I'll be flat out honest. But two is like, the NBA style basketball is just terrible to me. It really is. I don't like watching it anymore. And I used to love NBA basketball. I used to love NBA basketball over college basketball. But I would rather watch a LaSalle versus Elon basketball game than watch a Wizards, who's my team, and the Pelicans. I just don't care. I just don't. It's rough to watch. I know you don't agree, but you're a Cavs fan. So it makes sense.
That's true.
Your team goes to the finals every year. But and also, like, maybe you just don't care for defense. You know, I mean.
Oh, the Cavs are worse than the Nuggets in defensive efficiency.
Yeah, and they're going to go to the finals. That makes 29. My point even more. Denver tonight, they're taking it, all right? They're taking it. They're going to steal the 7 seed. They're going to play Golden State. I'm calling upset now. No, I'm not. I'll watch. And the saddest part about the NBA playoffs is I don't care until the conference finals, which is even worse. The Wizards are going to.
Well, you know the Wizards won't be there.
I mean, the Wizards aren't. And, I mean, the funny thing is, I mean, why would they be there? Why would they be there?
Cavs and it's looking. Maybe Sixers.
Maybe. You really think the Cavs going to finals this year?
Of course.
LeBron.
I honestly believe I'm not saying it's not. It's definitely possible they could sweep their way through the East.
Yeah. LeBron's going to be a Sixer next year.
Oh,
he's going to be in Philly. It's going to be a short drive for you to go see him. It's going to be a short drive for you to go see him. You excited? You might get season tickets.
Going to Philly.
Why?
Because I'm telling you, he's going to stay in Cleveland.
Stay in Cleveland? Look, Tristan's already been ruined on the basketball court. Now he's going to get ruined in the public. Because basketball players are allowed to cheat, but not on their pregnant girls. You know what I'm saying? That's where you cross the line.
Right.
They're like, if she's already pushed the baby out and you cheat on her, okay. But if you cheat on her while she's pregnant,
one
in a hookah bar outside of DC, come on, man. Like, dude, he's a lame.
That was pretty funny.
It's pretty embarrassing. You're going to the suburbs of DC to a hookah bar to put your face in random strange boobies. He sent me this video yesterday of Tristan Thompson. Yeah.
We're turning into TMZ.
It was a TMZ link. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm sitting at the game. I'm like, man, Sebastian just sends me the weirdest stuff. I turned to Katie. I was like, yo, he did for 3 weeks straight, all I got was Sister Jean !! And literally every text I got from Sebastian was Sister Jean, Sister Jean, Sister Jean. And I'm just like, all right, man, I get it.
Dude, she's a hero. I'm sorry.
Dude, you should have went to one of the games and just peeled off some of her skin. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Keep that forever.
That's so.
You've seen old people. They peel easily, guys. I'm not trying to be mean to her. I'm not saying you should have, kicked her on the ground and, ripped it off of her. I'm just saying, there was probably some around.
I was not prepared for that.
I'm just saying, that's a real March Madness souvenir.
You're falling on that sword yourself.
It's not a sword. Old people peel. You've seen them. They're ashy. They got the little, give them an Indian rug burn and you're bringing stuff home with you. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what Indian rug burn is? Or are you too young for that?
I'm too young for that, but I'm just laughing at. Oh, my God.
So back in the day, an Indian rug burn, just to let you know, someone would slide up your sleeve. And they take both their hands and just on your arm to make it friction and hurt. It's just a mean thing white kids used to do to each other. Anywho, y'all are lame.
I'm not saying anything.
We can't make Sister Jean jokes.
Not like that. I mean, that's
why it wasn't violent. It wasn't inappropriate.
I just wasn't prepared for that. I'm sorry. Okay. Like Alex said, I was not expecting.
I'm just
that.
Saying, dude. For how many text messages I got from you, and your love for Sister Jean, she's not gonna be around here that much longer. You think you might want a souvenir? Who knows what her penmanship is like, or how much that autograph would be worth? But DNA, that's a clone one day.
Yeah, I'll be at her funeral one day.
I'm sure. Once people forget about her, I don't know. So, with talking about the Wizards sucking, do you think... So, they played the Magic tonight.
Correct.
And Orlando. The Heat play...
Miami.
They play somebody.
Hold up, I'll check.
I just looked at it earlier, too. Darn it. Is it the Celtics? Is it...
The Raptors.
Okay. So, I'm thinking Miami will probably lose.
I'm thinking they'll win. Toronto will rest everyone.
Maybe. All right. But do you think, I mean, do you think,
if they played a fully healthy Raptors, I mean, then we can have a different conversation, yeah. But they're going to rest everyone. They have the one seed clinched. There's no point in playing everyone.
Yeah.
So Miami, I'd say, is going to win. I think Milwaukee now, they play Philly. It's going to be a toss up. I'm going to say Philly's going to win that game.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Philly's the three, and I think Washington.
Locks down the eight.
You might kill me for saying this. I don't think it will happen, but I could totally see him losing to Orlando tonight.
I mean, yeah.
I could totally see it.
But they can't drop any further than they already are. Right. So
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen that team just lose to awful teams. It will be a close game. I can guarantee you that. It will be a very, very close game. They've literally played down to their competition every single game.
Absolutely. And not only that, but I mean, the problem is John Wall's back now, right? And as much as they say that, like, everything's all sunshine and rainbows again back in that locker room, I doubt
it.
I doubt it. Gortat's gone at the end of the year.
Is he a free agent or?
I think he might be a free agent, but even if he's not, he's gone. Like, they're going to get rid of him because they're not going to get rid of John Wall, you know?
They got a huge commitment to him now.
Yeah.
Next year, that's Supermax contract.
I don't think he's going to sign it.
He already did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. I know. Remember at the beginning of the season, he was.
Yeah.
I guess you get that Supermax contract. And I don't know, man. Why wouldn't he want to win? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a DC athlete. You know what happens to DC athletes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have decent careers, but you're not winning anything. I mean, DC, the last time they won a championship,
was that
91 with the Redskins?
I think so. Because
the Caps never won one. And the last time the Wizards won was in 74, I believe.
Right. And the 78. Nats never won.
78.
As the Bullets.
Okay.
And the Nats never won.
Well, yeah, the Nats, dude, we're going to talk about the Nats later. But
Caps are going to lose to my Blue Jackets this round.
I don't know if they'll lose to Blue Jackets, but they're not making I don't think they're making the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're definitely not making the Stanley Cup, and they're definitely not winning the Stanley Cup.
Revolving door at goaltender.
Yeah.
At goalie.
But that's the NHL nowadays.
Not with the Blue Jackets, not with the Kings.
Not with, I mean, okay, you might get a couple years, but it's typically like, when I was growing up, like.
I see what you're saying. You have like three league goalies, and then you have revolving doors.
Exactly.
Much everywhere else.
Yeah, where like when I grew up, like, you know, Patrick Waugh was with.
Right.
Yeah, Chris Osgood.
Chris Osgood.
Ed Belfour.
Jose you had Theodore. Ole Kolzig was even a stable.
Ole Kolzig.
Man. Yeah. Ron Hextall. Ron Hextall was my man.
Like now it's, like, say, Quick, Bobrovsky. With the
yeah, so I mean.
Lundqvist.
I wouldn't say Lundqvist anymore. In his prime, obviously.
To be fair, and one reason why I turned against the NHL is because they eliminated the goalie position. You know, like, there will never be another Martin Brodeur because of the rules that they've restricted them to now. And that's lame. In my opinion. You know, it used to be like where goals against average was like a good thing, you know, and now it's like, you know, you had a goals against average under like one or just a little over one. It's like, oh, you're the man. Now it's like, as long as it's under three, you know, like, and that's terrible. That says, I mean, the MLB has the same thing, you know, ERAs are completely different now, you know.
Mainly it's mainly like, save percentage now, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about, like, if you're 91% or above, that's good. If you're at 90%,
Yeah.
And especially if you're below 90, then that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. Potential first round playoff matchups that you're looking forward to, because I will not be watching.
I'm looking forward to see what happens with the West tonight. So if Minnesota wins, and let's say San Antonio wins, or San Antonio loses to the Pelicans. Then San Antonio would be 7 and Minnesota would be 8. And this is at the Thunder. I'm just presuming the Thunder are going to beat the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And then you get a Spurs Warriors first round matchup, and what if Kawhi comes back?
Shout out to you guys, by the way. Liverpool and Man City
Thank
situation.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I was watching the beginning of that game, and I was like, oh, my God, Sebastian is losing it right now. Because they scored so quickly, and then they had the second goal that got taken away, taken back, and I was like, yo, Sebastian is probably like, are you kidding me? And you know what? You know what the thing that sucks the most about that?
After that second minute, I was like, I kind
of – But why'd Roma have to steal your thunder? Like, you guys were supposed to be the biggest, you know, like
everybody – I'm happy for Roma. Barca's gone. Coutinho's sitting by himself crying like a little baby. He could have done the semifinals with us.
All right, I digress. If the Timberwolves win, right, and make the playoffs and they get the 8 seed, they're beating the Rockets.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't. Four or five-game series, Houston.
No. No. See, this is what you
– They don't match
– The Houston Rockets are the Washington Capitals. They're a bunch of losers.
Houston matches up really well with Minnesota. Capella.
You can't tell me anything like that. It's different. You got your star player doesn't play defense. Chris Paul is historically a loser, even though I love Chris Paul to death. You just got a bunch of guys that are really good during the regular season, but they don't show up.
For everything. So
maybe. I don't think so. I think
I told my brother this Monday. I think the Rockets would sweep Minnesota if they play Minnesota. I really believe
that. I don't think the Rockets are going far at all, no matter who they play. They could play the Wizards, and they'll find a way to lose. Seriously. Don't get me wrong. I thought they should have signed Dwight Howard to complete the super team of losers. Maybe even bring in a Carmelo, you know? But they didn't go that route. They like their collective losers now.
I think they have a 40% chance of getting the NBA Finals. Warriors have a 55% chance. The Rockets have a 40% chance, and the other 5% can be spread out with all those three to eight.
You have what, dude?
1%.
You know who the Houston Rockets are? They're the Virginia Cavaliers. they're the Washington Capitals. They're
shout out to UMBC.
They're the Washington Nationals. They're the. You know, insert the team that dominates the regular season, but then is like, well, I'll see you guys later.
Let's see how this year goes. Maybe we can, now that Chris Paul and Harden are together for the first time, I think things will change.
I love Chris Paul, and I wish nothing but success in his life, but he's a loser. Like, it just is. And maybe that's what Wake Forest instilled in him, you know, but but, you know, and James Harden is... He cares more about his beard and his commercials than actual, like, success. As long as he gets his numbers, he's fine. And that's not the kind of people that you want.
All right, we'll see.
It's the reason why Oklahoma City wasn't able to win a championship back in the day when they should have.
40% chance to get to the finals. If they play the Warriors if Steph Curry somehow isn't healthy by the time and they play the Warriors, the Rockets would beat the Warriors without Steph Curry.
You got Trevor Ariza on the commercial. The Trevor Reese is the only winner on the team.
I'm sure they got him. Let me think. Well, they're a bunch of hungry guys. PJ Tucker he's not a winner. Good. Gerald Green is a winner. Gerald Green is definitely a winner.
Yeah, but he wasn't like anybody of significance when
he's a winner.
Like,
he's a winner.
Come on, man. You know, like that's a Rick Fox is a winner. You know what I'm saying?
James Jones is absolutely a winner.
James Jones. All right, let's get off of basketball because I'm done. NHL, exciting matchups in the NHL. Hey, we're talking about the NHL.
One obligatory NHL mention of the year.
Well, I mean, I love the NHL playoffs.
When the Blue Jackets, I want them to get the Penguins because I was angry for what they did to us last time. But when I saw when they lost to Nashville, I knew they were playing Washington. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
I will cover NHL playoffs, right? I have no issues because I think the NHL playoffs are one of the best playoffs in sports.
Yep.
But regular season wise, again, why do we sit here and be like, oh, the Capitals, look at them this year? You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. Not Montreal's going to knock them out.
Not before April?
That's the NBA.
Okay. But still a plan. Still applies.
I mean, yeah. All right. What we got?
Jackets, Caps.
The Steve Yzermans versus the Scott Stevens. Do you know both of those names?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I know both of those guys.
That's well.
just a quick reminder to fans that Detroit Red Wings wanted to make Steve Yzerman their general manager, but Ken Holland said, "No, I'm not going to do that because I want to keep my position." So, Lightning presents one of the top teams in the league. Look at where the Red Wings are. Just want to point that out.
Ken Holland's getting extended. They sell a bunch of tickets, by the way, at that new arena.
Detroit?
They sell a whole lot of tickets.
Are you? Is that a Red troll? Wings?
Oh, yeah. It's totally packed. I mean, we can really tell that we're hockey town when you watch those games because there's many fans
it's
in the
like
stands.
The even games the past
even
two
the
nights.
Pistons,
oh,
too.
Pistons, man.
Whew.
Whoa.
Well, who wouldn't want to go see Stan
spend?
Van?
How much money did they spend on that new arena?
A lot of money. Van, don't say crap about Gundy.
Flint
that man
water
knows
money.
How to
that's
coach.
What they spent.
What money?
Flint water.
Oh, yeah.
All the money that they were going to fix the Flint water with. They said, let's build us a. We need a stadium instead. So
Little Caesars Arena.
Little Caesars Arena. That's even
great
worse.
Pizza.
Man.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, Little Caesars was the best pizza on the market. Then they kind of went out of business and they came back and they were. They are who they are, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of the best part about Little Caesars Arena is it's so. Like, you can. Like, it's not even close to as noticeable, like, when it's empty, like, at others. Like, because it's those big red seats. They're so noticeable when no one's sitting in them.
Yep.
It's so funny.
It is.
Dang.
How the mighty have fallen.
Dang, man.
Red Wing, I think it's going to be a long time till the Red Wings.
I can't believe that these teams.
Just extended Jeff Blashill again.
I can't believe that these coaching World Hockey, USA World Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
That star players wouldn't want to live in Detroit. Like, why wouldn't you want to go live in Detroit? You know how many streets Blake Griffin could own in Detroit if he wanted? He could not have neighbors for miles. And he could gentrify.
And he lost to Jenner because of it.
He was with the Jenner? I don't pay attention to stuff. That Sebastian's like, how do you not know that
yeah,
he was
yeah.
a?
Yeah, I'm just gonna call
one,
Sebastian
Caitlin?
Our TMZ
I'm not,
analyst.
Yeah, I think it was Caitlin. The one
he was
not,
with Caitlin.
The one who wasn't with Travis Scott. The one who wasn't with. Oh no! You got me there.
Buckle up, Buckaroos. Right.
You got me there.
Have you seen the new Ricky Gervais?
No,
dude. Watch the new Ricky Gervais stand up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in. And I think you'll like it. I think you'll appreciate it. So, yeah, well, back to real business. Tampa, New Jersey is tomorrow night.
That was fun.
Boston and the Maple Leafs. I feel like they play
That's gonna be
every
a great series.
Darn playoffs.
That's
like
be an
original
series.
Six.
Yeah. An 06. They start tomorrow night. The Caps and the Columbus Blue Jackets kick off tomorrow. Tonight is
every team play, by the way, plays their game three before the Blue Jackets and Caps play game two.
Really?
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah.
It's very fun fact. I love that by the way. For the spotlight on us.
Okay.
I love it.
Penguins Flyers game one tonight.
That'll be an awful series.
Mm-hmm. You think Penguins are just gonna
Five games.
Predators and Avalanche. I want the Predators to win solely because that guy from a couple years ago. Wasn't he a Predators fan?
Which one?
The like black guy that got introduced to.
No, that was he was a Blues fan.
Oh, St.
Tony
Louis.
X.
Yeah.
Empty net. The goalie just said F it and left.
Oh, the Jets made it. The Jets start tonight.
Winnipeg's a very good team.
Mm-hmm. The Jets are
they absolutely will beat the Minnesota Wild. I would put my living expenses on them beating Minnesota.
The Jets.
You want to talk about the Capitals choking in the playoffs. Bruce Boudreau is the absolute epitome of playoff choking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Jets are like my favorite NHL team.
Favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Capitals?
No. Never. I've never been a Caps fan. I've gone to Caps games. I grew up in a hockey family. Like, my brother and dad love hockey. I always liked hockey, not to the level that they do. Mm-hmm. My brother's a Flyers fan.
They like Don Cherry?
Nah, I don't know. I don't. But I always said, like, I was like, if they bring the Jets back, they're my favorite team. But other than that, I don't have a favorite team in hockey. And then they brought the Jets back. And I was like,
you going to go out to Winnipeg one day?
Maybe. I tried to go to Canada for college, and my mom wouldn't let me.
Root for the Jets, you should root for the Blue Bombers.
CFL. I was on the light rail going to the game. I forgot to text you. I was on the light rail going to the game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And two rows in front of me is a dude in like a starter jacket that's like a Toronto Argonauts jacket.
Love
and I
it.
Was like,
love
oh
it.
My God, Alex would love this. And then I befriended a crackhead on the ride home.
Wasn't too good.
He tried to tell me that Boog Powell is black. And how he united white people, black people, and Chinese people when he made a ball disappear by hitting it out of Memorial Stadium when the guy was 9.
So the ego, it wasn't too good, like that other guy.
Did you? It wasn't no good.
Yeah.
Did you end up watching this? Yeah. All right, cool. My man and a peanut butter Ruta. So the Jets and the Wild, they start tonight, so I might have to – I'm working tonight, but I might have to, you know, turn the tube on, you know, get a little –
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Which
the,
one?
The Golden Knights.
Golden Knights versus
Kings. I'm riding them. They're my team.
Vegas?
They're yeah. tonight.
They're, you know,
they're not your team. You have a team.
I know, but, like, I'm pulling for them in the playoffs.
They stole their best players stolen from us in the expansion draft.
Yep.
Who?
Still bitter about that. William Karlsson.
Oh.
Cool. Absolute stud.
Cool.
Vegas strong.
He never did anything like that for us, ever. And then he goes to Vegas and scores 35
sometimes,
goals.
Dude, Jake Arrieta didn't do anything team. For the Orioles and then went and won a Cy Young. Like, same thing with Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling didn't do anything for the Orioles. Yeah. Porcello. I like to call him Porcello.
Man, imagine if we just had William Karlsson on our team right now.
And then the Ducks in San Jose. Mm-hmm. The Ducks in
That'll
San Jose.
That'll be a good series, too.
Dude, I'm pumped, man. Three, I didn't know Winnipeg made the playoffs.
There are five great series.
Let's go.
Great series, and then there are three just absolutely horrible series.
So that Pittsburgh's a horrible series.
Winnipeg will be a horrible series.
Winnipeg will be a glorious series. My team's going to the Stanley Cup this year, bro. I didn't even know that they made the playoffs until right now, but my team's going to the Stanley Cup. Oh, just calm down, man. We have that one guy.
Bobby Hull, right? Or
last time I paid attention to who the Jets had on their team, they had Bufflin.
Yep, Bufflin's still there.
Evander Kane, but I think he's gone.
I remember he left after that, like shortly after that.
Kane's made a lot of trips.
Did they get the Stastny kid?
Yep, they got Paul Stastny.
Yeah,
they missed their best player, Patrick Laine.
See, yeah, look at us, mm-hmm. Look at us, yeah. I'm going to figure out when these games are.
Kyle Connor, rookie of the year, probably.
I might have to. Who wants to take a trip to Minnesota? Sorry, so here's the plan. Benchwarmers road trip, that will not happen. we got to go catch the Winnipeg series, right? Mm-hmm. Then next week we're going to Detroit to watch the Orioles and
Tigers
and
a
the
great
Tigers
series.
Play.
Oh, man. Well, that's a 1-0 and 2-1
games. A great series and a cold series. And then we're going to come back and we're going to road trip to Baltimore to see Cleveland and the Orioles. It's a road trip. We got a budget here now, guys. So five good series, three terrible series. What was the third terrible series?
The third terrible series will be the Predators and the Avalanche.
Because you think the Predators are just going to walk all over them?
Yeah.
They'll walk. They should. They'll sweep them. They'll sweep them easy.
Do you think the Avalanche should go out and get Patrick Waugh's son?
Does he even play?
And what didn't he beat somebody nearly to death?
I remember he got into a fight at some hockey game, and his dad Patrick Waugh was the coach.
Yeah,
because he was egging him on to beat him up.
Yeah,
classy guy, yeah. Patrick Waugh.
Yeah,
really great guy. Totally have no hard feelings.
Like Andy Reid's kids.
Former coach of the Avalanche, by the way.
Andy Reid's kids.
What's wrong? They're Mormon. They live wholesomely, like Whole Foods. Still not as offensive, apparently, as Sister Jean. Dustiness. so which series are other than – all right, so
– I think
– I know you're most looking forward to the Blue Jackets,
right?
Because you're a Blue Jackets fan.
Right.
But, like, as most intriguing,
as
best
neutral,
matchup. Yeah.
Boston-Toronto.
Who's
say,
Boston got? They still got Marchand?
Yeah, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron.
See, I like. I watch.
Charo, is he still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I watch, you know,
David Pastrnak,
a decent amount of playoff hockey. I watch the Caps because I love messing with Caps fans. So I watch a lot of their games. Like, never in the regular season, but like playoffs. But now that my Jets are here, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ready? It's going to be some late nights.
I think if you had that pick a runner up for the next, I'd probably go with the Anaheim-San Jose series.
Be. Two places that hockey should not be.
But two very good teams. But you're San Jose. I got
no.
San
it shouldn't
Jose
be in
team.
Carolina. That's
San Jose
be.
Is like the
it
Houston
be in
Rockets.
Miami.
Though.
Have you seen the Panthers?
Oh yeah, that too.
Dude, don't hate on the Panthers. They
Kevin
got Roberto
Spacey
Luongo.
Was one of their biggest fans.
They had Roberto Luongo like 10 years ago. What did you say?
It's like Kevin Spacey is one of their biggest
Roberto
fans.
Roberto Luongo's there right now.
He went
Roberto
back.
Roberto Luongo got traded. There.
He went back. I'm never going back.
Matt with that hockey knowledge,
dude. I grew up in a house. Where, like hockey was the number one sport. So, like, I knew a lot about hockey. I hated when they had the lockout. That's when I turned away from hockey. Because I used to play hockey. I was a goalie. So, when they changed the rules to make it so more goals were scored because simple Americans can't handle defensive games, that's what happened to NHL. It's what happened to baseball. It's what happened to the NBA. That's why they ruin it for the core fans, basically. But after the lockout, I was like, I really can't do that. I used to be I liked the Lightning. I liked Marty St. Louis. I liked Marty St. Louis. I liked Vincent LeCavalier. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me. I the fourth series, that will be absolutely horrible. Lightning Devils, that won't be a
Nikolai
good
Nikolai Habibulin. The Bulin Wall.
Hey, Habibulin.
Habibulin.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my God.
That's a complete throwback,
man. Yeah, man.
Edmonton Oilers, too.
Yep. Remember those
Chicago
old
Blackhawks?
Remember those end? Old NHL and ESPN themes? Da 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 da
da da da da. Dude, Gary
Thorne.
Gary Thorne. It's so funny when I tell people because they're like, oh, Gary Thorne, the horror. I was like, you know, he used to do hockey? And they're like, no, he didn't. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
He's like a legendary hockey announcer. Yeah. He's so legendary if you ever watch Orioles games, when the Frozen Four is going on, he doesn't do games because he does the Frozen Four. Like, Gary Thorne, man. Oh, the NHL's stupid. They went from ESPN two nights a week
to NBC Sports.
To NBC. Now, granted, no, it was OLN, if you remember.
And then versus.
And then versus. And then now. But, like, you know, you remember, like, ESPN. They had Barry Melrose. And, like, you know.
Hey, it's technically still do have Barry Melrose.
Yeah. Yeah. ESPN's terrible. They're pretty bad these days. They push the wrong people to the top. Like Josina Anderson. We know what she does for her stories. You heard it here first? Alex, what's funny? MLB. So, how are you guys enjoying the season so far?
Love our offense.
I
love our offense. Our offense is just amazing.
Man, you're still winning the games. I don't want to hear it.
Dude, it's so funny because y'all act
see, that's,
like.
That's my point. If our offense can actually be a competent offense, we're 174 balls put in play. Mm-hmm. That's 100 worse than the 29th best team. Think if we just have a competent offense. We have a winning
record. How many guys
right
have you
now.
Left on base?
I'll,
not more than us.
I'd say probably not a lot because we don't get on base.
Still winning the games, though. You hit home runs.
You guys are game over 500. Cry me a river.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Really.
So that's my point. Think of how good
it's really
be.
Early in the season.
Think
too.
Of how good we would be if our offense actually showed up. We'd be the best team in the AL.
Bro.
Easy.
I look. Here's
over,
the deal.
Over Houston and Boston. Easy.
Here's the deal. What about the Angels?
Oh jeez.
They got Ohtani.
And he killed us. Ohtani killed us.
Ohtani kills everybody. He's the new Babe Ruth.
I mean, you saw
Asian Babe Ruth.
You saw how many homers he hit against our pitching staff.
No, I didn't.
You had two bombs against their pitching.
Okay. I was like, I'm not sure.
two bombs and like four at bats.
Here's the deal, man. You guys, look, I understand that your offense is struggling. But that tends to happen in the beginning of seasons anyways, right? And you're still over 500. The Orioles are four games below 500, and their starting rotation is not their problem currently.
Here's the difference between the Orioles and the Tigers. And the Indians, for example.
Tigers should be relegated.
Yep.
The Indians have expectations. The Orioles and Tigers, with all due respect, do not have any expectations.
You don't think the Orioles, with going out and getting Cashner and Cobb, have a decent amount of expectations? I mean, in themselves. For me, I agree. But for them, like, they would have traded Manny Machado if they didn't have expectations.
Do you realistically think they could even compete for a wild card spot?
Absolutely not. Well, let me say that. Let me change this, right? I think they could realistically compete for the second wild card spot, but more than likely missing out on it.
How many games out would they be? And, well, here's the deal. Here's why I say they're 7 games out of the wild card spot come July 31st. Manny will be traded. Britton will
be traded. He should have already been traded. Oh, yeah. And Britton's going to end up being ours because he's not going to come back in time.
Yeah. So
then we're gonna have to eat that. Straight up, here's my deal right now. The Orioles right now,
the Tigers are starting a rebuild, so they'll be a while till they're back to relevant.
The Orioles right now are getting, especially from Cashner and Bundy, quality starts.
Cashner won't keep that up.
Probably not. Probably not. I agree, but we'll get Cobb. And we'll be able to get Mike Wright out of the situation. And then hopefully Hunter Harvey will show that he's worth a starting role because they brought him up. He's going to be a long reliever. But once Chris Tillman starts to really suck, then they'll bring.
Oh, he's already.
Look, there's a lot of hopes, right? There's a lot of hopes. But to me, I think in their head, they have expectations. And for me, I think that they could probably, like, with a lot of help, maybe get a wild card spot, the last one, but I doubt it. Personally, I doubt it. But I think if they get Cobb, right? Probably. If they get Cobb, right? And then you have Bundy, Cobb, and Cashner, even if he slides a little bit, and Gausman, who traditionally starts poor and then gets better throughout the year. If Cashner slides down a little bit and Gausman slides up a little bit, those are 4 decent starters, especially with the offense that's supposed to be doing decent things. They're not doing anything right now. They got no hit going into the 8th inning last night. But I think they have expectations. I think the Tigers have no expectations.
Nope.
No offense.
No,
I agree that you have higher expectations than the Orioles, but I think in the Orioles' head.
Indians have a World Series or bust expectation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the Orioles are dumb.
Have an expectation is probably just to reach the playoffs and then lose somewhere in the playoffs.
You know what the thing is that I think if they were logical, they'd look at it that way, but I think by the way that they're acting, I really think the front office thinks it's a World Series or bust kind of season. Otherwise, Manny'd be gone. Because let me tell you something. Tim Beckham, he's all right at third base.
If the Orioles front office actually thinks they have a chance of winning the World Series, then they should all be fired.
I mean,
Hold on.
Not front office ownership. Well, I think Peter Angelos thinks they've done enough.
Peter Angelos thinks that he's
because why wouldn't he's not that dumb where you want to trade Manny Machado.
I'm sure.
No, not all owners think that. You ever heard
Jimmy Haslam thinks the Browns should win the Super Bowl every year?
He says that doesn't mean that he actually thinks that. You ever read the Gilbert Arenas post about how like in every sport there's only like 4 teams that actually really think. Or even want to really get a World Series or an NBA championship or whatever?
No, I'm not.
He was like, when he was playing in D.C., right, he knew all Abe Pollin cared about, RIP for a good reason, for a cause. Abe Pollin, he was like, all Abe Pollin cared about was just putting out a good enough team that could just sell tickets. He didn't care about winning a championship. And that's why he was like, I took their $111 million and was just like, knee surgery. I mean, it is what it is. I think, to me, the fact that, like, the fact that they said, okay, Manny, you can play shortstop, right? instead of third base where you're a gold glover every year. And then they move a guy who was a second baseman slash shortstop to third base. And that's just not really working out all that great right now. It's just not. I think they think... I don't think they can logically think that they can keep him. Especially with the bum of Chris Davis on the team taking up.
Manny Machado's absolutely gone after
absolutely. So that's why he should have been traded already. So right. To me, I think when they went out and got Cashner, when they went out and got Cobb, they were like, okay, we fixed the starting rotation. We're going to win the championship this year. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right. I totally disagree with that. I think we're better off than we were last year solely because of our starting rotation. I would take Cashner and Cobb well over Wiley and Ubaldo. Wade Miley. I'd take Cashner and Cobb over both of them. I would take Chris Tillman over both of those pitchers as well, even though he's, you know, definitely seen his better days. But what they're hoping is that, and I don't know this, but I'm taking it as they're hoping that they can bring Hunter Harvey in as a long reliever, right? And build his innings up that way, and then get a little bit of decent out of Chris Tillman, and then once he starts to fall off, move him up into that fifth spot. Mike Wright was atrocious. Mike Wright should have never been there. Mm-hmm. They should have done what the Rays were doing and did a bullpen day.
Bullpen day.
Yeah, have you heard that?
Yeah, I know. That's great. A bullpen. I just think it's funny that they even do that. That you can even a bullpen day. That just shows how bad your rotation is.
That just shows how bad starting pitching in the MLB is. Yeah, do you think the Orioles would have been better off?
Absolutely amazing rotations, though. Like the Astros have an insane rotation.
Yeah, and the Nats and
the Dodgers.
Okay, fair enough. But would you think that look back to the Orioles, the last time Mike Wright pitched, right? He gave up 5 runs in the first 2 outs of the game.
Right.
And got pulled. The Orioles came back and won that. That was essentially a bullpen game.
Right.
Right? So you take...
Just start with the bullpen.
You can't tell me they wouldn't have been better off. Like,
hey, you know, only 2 extra outs.
Bro, because like you look at that, right? And I know they would have never done this, right? But you bring in like an O'Day to just do the first inning to get rid of the heavy hitters the first time around. And you bring Blyer in and let him go till he runs out. You know, I mean... The problem is that the way Tillman and Gausman have currently been pitching, they've been leaving a lot of innings for the bullpen. Now, the good news is that Cashner's past 2 starts and all of Bundy's starts have been quality starts, which, if you look, within the past 3 years, the Orioles probably have just a little over double digits of quality starts per year, and they already have 5 this year.
Where the Orioles screwed up the most is trading Andrew Miller. I mean, not trading Andrew Miller, not re-signing Andrew Miller and re-signing Chris Davis.
This is, in my opinion, what they really screwed up on, right? Re-signing Chris Davis, not giving Nelson Cruz that extra year contract because he wanted 4, they offered him 3. Or he wanted 3 and they offered him 2.
No, he wanted 4. They gave him 3s in Seattle on the 4th year right now.
Yeah, so they should have given him 4 because you would have never had to make the Trumbo move. You know, because I think Trumbo's a mistake, especially because he's not here now. And I think Chris Davis was a mistake. I think Chris Davis is such a head case. It has nothing to do with his physical ability. It has everything to do with, like, ever since he's been exposed for needing Adderall to be a good baseball player, which, come on, man. I mean, you know, my man, what was the man with the Pirates? Doc Ellis needed LSD to be a good pitcher. So, like, ever since they figured that out, like, I mean, you stay him up at the plate. And, like I said, I booed him last night. And people were like, how dare you? But I'm like, he's a bum. He's batting 5th, right? And every time, like... Every time he comes up, we would get a walk, and we have a guy on first or a guy on second, and I'm like,
strike out.
All right, this is what's gonna happen. You know, he walked last night and got a standing ovation. People gave him a standing ovation because he got a walk last night, And at the walk, it was a check swing. Like, he barely, like, he barely got it, you know? And it's like, he just sits and he's like, ugh. He looks so lackadaisical doing it, driving me crazy. Like, and I don't understand why Buck doesn't drop him to, like, the eight spot. And I think it's because he's one of these new age athletes that needs to be coddled and loved so much. Like, that was a terrible deal. I think in time, we will be able to argue that Chris Davis signing was worse than Ubaldo.
We'll see.
He's not even making plays at first anymore. He dropped that. He made the error that cost us a game earlier in the season already. He's just not that. He's missing it. He's missing it.
She'll see. That's not too great of a standard. Comparing him to Ubaldo.
But you know what the crazy thing is? You would think that majority of people had more high expectations for the signing of Chris Davis than the signing of Ubaldo.
Right.
And Ubaldo turned out disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Davis is turning out disastrous, dude. It's turning out disastrous. He's like, I want to say he's like 3 or 4 for like 40 or 50 hits. Hold on. Let's do the math. Good. I'm being attacked by a pen. Dude, it's bad. It's bad. Let's get some Chris Davis numbers up right now. All right.
Chris Davis numbers crunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Where are you? Infielders.
Tigers had a chance, by the way, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because we couldn't drive anybody in.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did.
Dude,
we had a bases loaded. We couldn't get him, bring him in.
When
Jacoby Jones in the top of the seventh.
Yep.
When the free free week ran out,
like on the man on third one out, you can't strike out. Like even obviously you can't strike out, but the strikeout looking
3 for 37.
Jose Ramirez has been worse.
He had a home run last night.
Dude, he's a point.
I know.
0.81. Well, Chris Davis has a home run. Chris Davis had a home run because it was a 3-1 count, and this dude just
Jose
left him a
Ramirez
juicy one.
Jose Ramirez's batting average going into the game last night was 0.53.
Dude, Chris Davis, his batting average is what cops were reading on their breathalyzer tests on St. Patrick's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's his average right there. You blew 0.83 or 0.81. You're going to jail. I don't know, man. I'm upset that the free thing is gone. You know, free week, the preview week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was consuming some baseball,
what,
man.
The MLB
you still get the MLB free game of the day on MLB TV every day. There's always one free game available.
Yeah. Where
on MLB TV?
TV. He's right.
MLB.TV.
Yeah, you just have to have an account, but then the account's free.
Okay, and
was
you get
the
one
Tigers
free game.
The free game of the day.
A day?
No, I'm a subscribe to MLB Audio.
Okay, I'm subscribed
audio?
To MLB.
Why don't you don't use one of your websites?
Well, yeah.
All right, I was about to say I got you,
but I can't listen to the radio broadcast though.
Yeah, you have to watch.
So you're
TV.
One of those that listens to the radio broadcast and watches the.
Yeah.
Why?
Dan Dickerson, man, he's one of the greats.
God.
Yeah, on Tom Hamilton for the Indians is an all timer.
So. You want to talk about struggles, though. What about Giancarlo?
I'd say we have hitters that on our team that's doing.
Doesn't he have like 2 golden sombreros already this year?
He struck out 5 times against the Orioles.
Yeah, and then.
Twice. 5 times twice.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He had
he'll be fine. Giancarlo.
I think he'll be fine, but New York's got that pressure, man. Like, and
yeah, it ain't Miami anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
Miami.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, Marlins, man, isn't even a season ticket holder there anymore.
I know.
Anymore.
He
was at one of the Yankees in
Orioles
games. He went to the game that was like 14 innings.
He was at the Nats Mets.
Shout out to Jeter and the Marlins losing 20-1 one game.
Oh man, the
20-1. Nope, yeah. Throwback.
To the Rangers beating O's 30-3.
And someone's calling out Gabe Kapler. I heard there's like
all the players hate Gabe Kapler. Nick Williams, their bench outfielder, because he's angry that he doesn't start. He's like, it's unfortunate that we have a computer picking our lineup.
Dude, why are they hating on Gabe Kapler, man? Do you ever hear his fascination with coconut oil?
A unanimous players like, we'd be best in the NL East if the manager wasn't getting in our
That's
way.
Not true. Let's just be flat out honest with that. That is not true. One of the topics I have here is about how the Nats and Mets should be like probably the best race of the year.
It won't be a race.
You don't think so?
The Mets will win that division. Easy.
But you don't think it's going to be close?
The year. I think it'll be a 10-game gap.
Really? Why?
Because I think the Mets are that good. I don't think that.
But you don't think the Nats are that good?
No, I think the Nats are all right. I think the Nats will make a wild card. I think the Mets are going to have an amazing.
You think they're going to win the division by 10 games?
I think the Mets will win 95 games this year.
And you think the Nats will only win 85?
85 to 88.
Bro. We're talking about the regular season. We're not talking about the playoffs. This is he just doesn't understand.
I'm telling you, mate, we'll see. I might be wrong. I know that I said this before the year. The Mets are going to win the NL East. Mickey Callaway isn't.
Okay, I can see that. They're stacked and they're a good team. But I think that's going to be probably one of the closest races.
You think? Maybe. Maybe I'm underestimating the Nats a little. I don't know. But
again, if we're talking playoffs, I'm good. The Mets will go so much further. Right. But if we're talking about regular season, to me, there's no doubt in my mind that.
Remember, look at the Nats record right now. Granted, it's super early in April, but they're only a 500 team, I'm pretty sure, right now.
Really? I thought they were.
The Mets just swept them in D.C.
Yeah. Let's take a gander. 6-5.
Okay, yeah. The Mets are how many losses? They have 2 losses?
Dude, the Braves are 6-5. The Phillies are 5-5. What's the beef?
That's what they said. They said their manager's getting in the way.
That's stupid. Gabe Kapler's a goat. You don't remember back on his Fox Sports 1 days?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really passionate about things. You've seen him talk? Have you seen Gabe Kapler talk? No. Bro.
He's very passionate about the Phillies,
dude.
Too.
Apparently
not as passionate as his
players. And he's huge into analytics. So he's like, yeah. When you put the guy here and you do this, you got to look up Gabe Kapler talking. It's amazing. And you also need to look up what he said about coconut oil because that's pretty funny. I'll tell you off air because we can't talk about it here. Because he had a blog or something. So he did dude, it's amazing.
Noah Syndergaard will win the Cy Young.
Really?
I said that before you. I'm all in on the Mets this year.
Okay.
They are.
Who wins the AL? Kluber. Is that what you could say?
I would say Kluber as of now, yes. But I think I gotta go Kluber. But I mean, we'll still see. I would say this. I'm more confident that Syndergaard's going to win the NL Cy Young. Now, it's not because Kluber's obviously bad. I just am that Noah Syndergaard is going to – Mickey Callaway's going to make him. It's such a great pitcher, I can't even tell you. It's going to be scary. It's going to be absolutely scary.
So you're not giving Kershaw any chance?
No. Noah Syndergaard's going to be throwing 100-mile-per-hour darts in the corner of the strike zone soon. Good luck. I saw what Mickey Callaway did with Corey Kluber for the Indians. He's going to do that with the Mets, and just watch. I'm telling you. I've seen it before. It's going to be insane. Noah Syndergaard's going to be – and Jake DeGrom, too. He's going to – not Noah Syndergaard level, but he's going to be very good. And maybe Matt Harvey returns. Who knows?
Okay.
I'm all in on the Mets.
All right. 10 games, though. I'm going to hold you to this. I'm going to put this down.
Go ahead. Let's do it. I will eat my words if I'm wrong. I'll unhappily eat my words because I don't like the Nats. But I'll eat them up. 10 games.
Mm. 10 wins. 10 games.
I'm that high on the Mets.
I think the Mets are good. They're stacked. They're a good team. And I think they could easily win the NL East.
They could win the World Series this year.
Yeah, I just don't see it being 10 games because I think the Nats are a very formidable team.
I'm not,
I think that because this is what that tells me.
I just think the Nats, too, like the reason I think the Nats are – it's going to be like a 10-game gap, I'm not as high on the Nats bullpen as everyone else. I really am not. Because people love Sean Doolittle and Ryan Madsen and Brandon Kins. I'm not as high on those guys as much most people are.
Okay.
Like people are talking about Sean Doolittle as a top 10 closer in baseball. I don't think he's a top 10 closer in the game. And after Strasburg and Scherzer in their rotation, who do they have?
They got Gio on a contract year. They got Tanner Roark.
Come on, man.
Any guy named Tanner can sling a ball, man. You know that? Either lacrosse or baseball.
You want to go to the Nats lineup, too, even. Other than Harper and Daniel Murphy when he comes back and Trey Turner, they don't really have that many good hitters. Ryan Zimmerman's not going to have the year that he did last year.
What about Anthony Rendon?
He's never going to be the prospect everyone was talking about.
Or Adam Eaton.
I know.
Matt Wieters.
No.
Matt Wieters. Who was it? Oh, there was Nathan that loved Matt Wieters, dude. I would just occasionally text him, Matt Wieters sucks. He loved Matt Wieters. He loved Matt Wieters.
That's funny.
And you're going to see that, like, Caleb Joseph and Chancisco together can do what Matt Wieters did. that's really what it is. He was trash. He was trash dookie. He was Mauer power that never panned out. They used to call him on the radio station warning track power. They were like, you could see him hit three balls to the warning track a game, but they were pop-up flies, you know? All right, last thing, any draft anticipation?
I'm nervous, I'll tell you that. We'll see what happens. I kind of already know what the Browns are going to do at number one. We'll see
quarterback?
What quarterback? They're going to take Josh Allen.
Really? No Sam Darnold? Not your boy?
I know.
So are you going to change teams when Sam Darnold ends up somewhere else?
Sam Darnold will definitely be number two to the Giants.
So you're going to be a Giants fan?
No. But I'll tell you this.
You don't want to follow that squarehead?
The Giants are going to get an absolute winner. They're going to get an absolute
dude,
winner.
But let me tell you something. All right. Are Sam you just talking Darnold? About winning games?
Yeah.
Because Vince Young was a winner.
Well, I think Sam Darnold will win as many Super Bowls as Eli did in his career if he goes to the Giants, which is two. I think he'll win two Super Bowls.
You think Sam Darnold has a Super Bowl in him?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What tells you this?
The throws he makes, his anticipation in the pocket, the way he slings the ball through those very quick gaps, the anticipation that he just has on all his throws. I mean, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this guy's a real deal. Trust me. Just trust me on this. I know you don't like him.
I am gonna isolate this audio because when it comes back to bite you, man.
I won't come back to bite me one.
Because let me tell you something.
Maybe the Mets will. This one will absolutely not come back to bite me.
It will not come back to bite you.
Sam Darnold will absolutely not.
Oh, Sam Darnold will win. More Super Bowls.
I said he could win as – I think he has the potential to win as many as Eli, which is two.
And that's only if he's in New York or he has the potential to win two
anywhere. He has the potential to win a Super Bowl anywhere he goes. Anywhere he goes, he can win a Super Bowl.
Even the Browns.
Correct. That's how high I am.
How do you feel about the Ravens stealing your RG3?
Yeah. Sorry, that's nice. Just be a backup or a third string. It's not that big of a deal.
I think he's better than Mallett, though. I would probably take him as a backup over Mallett. I don't think RG3 is good at all.
I don't think he's that good either.
But he's better than Mallett.
Maybe, probably. Be a backup. It's cool. Good signing. Solid signing. Not that big
and
of a
that
deal.
Doesn't make them instantly the second best team in the AFC North?
Well, they're the second best team right now. The Browns just have to draft correctly.
Do you think they're the second best team?
The Ravens are right
you
now.
You do? Well, maybe.
I'd have to say that.
Maybe.
If the Browns draft Darnold and Barkley, then that changes.
If they draft Allen and Barkley, what happens?
I'm going to say no, not yet.
Why wouldn't they take Barkley number one? Because they know that they could just get a quarterback.
Well, here's the deal. If they take Darnold at one, Barkley might not be there.
Yeah.
Two. If they take Josh Allen at one, Barkley will absolutely be there at four because the Giants have come out and stayed publicly, pretty much. If Sam Darnold's there too, they're taking him. Like, they will.
Yeah,
not.
But do you believe what teams say? Like, yes. Teams say that all the time.
I think they would take Darnold.
I think they're going to take Saquon. I think they want.
If Darnold is there at number two, well, we should put a friendly bet on it. Let's do a friendly bet on it.
Okay, so
I read a book. Darnold is at number two,
okay,
with Saquon Barkley and the Giants hold the pick, I read a book. If they take Saquon Barkley,
do I get to pick the book?
How about I pick it? I'll make them read like some really long book.
You can pick out the five that Alex
Alex brought.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And what happens if I lose?
That's the part I need to think about.
You gotta take your hat off.
Oh, I gotta think about that.
All right. Well, how about this?
We gotta think
the
about
draft's
that.
Not for another couple weeks.
Right.
You'll be back next Wednesday because we're in our spot. So ponder that. We will leave everybody there.
We'll think about this. Let's think about making this happen.
All right. Because I personally think if Saquon Barkley doesn't go number one, he's going number two to the Giants.
Okay.
I just think so. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter who Cleveland picks number one. I think the Giants are going with.
We'll discuss this. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, if Eli fails, they could always go get Blake Bortles, you know? Well, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Good show.
Pitbull fan Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick. Indians will sweep the Tigers.
Until next
week.
Bold
statement.
Peace. Stay safe. And remember to love yourself.
Take off your hat.